Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new kid.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
And we have a good day, great day, a new day, and another day. Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Today, my expert guest and I are going to discuss eliminating sabotage and worry. Yes, we are all human, and consciously or subconsciously, we do worry and we do sabotage. And actually, self-sabotage is an enemy within. And worry is when your mind is focusing on bad events that happened in the past or may happen in the future, or if you're feeling really anxious, and you put them together and your life can be chaos. And we all do get in the way of ourselves occasionally, and some do it repeatedly. And self-sabotage behavior is a misguided attempt to rescue ourselves from our own negative feelings. Well, I have my first guest, who is Tim Scher. He's America's expert on eliminating self-sabotage and the president of Scher Success Incorporated. And he's also the founder of Design Your Destiny. And Tim has spent the last 20 years helping thousands of people improve their health, money, and relationships with his unique mental strategies. And he's also a frequent media guest and the author of 4 books. And his latest book is called Get Out of Your Way, How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage and Win Your Life. Well, Tim, welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue. I'm happy to be with you today.
I am happy to have you. You are an inspiration. After talking to you this week on the phone and finding out a little bit more about what you do, I'd like for you to define or give your definition of self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage occurs when we have our goals and dreams in front of us, what we want to accomplish, and yet our brain is hardwired or it's been hijacked when we were younger to actually sabotage us, to get in the way, to hold us back from the goals that we have in our life. So you really want to lose weight, and then you find yourself eating cheesecake that night. Or you're really going to stop smoking, and 10 minutes later, you're puffing away. So sabotage occurs when we get in our own way.
I see. Now, what are some of the top ways that people sabotage?
Well, people sabotage themselves all the time, whether they're experiencing a lot of stress, or they're feeling disconnected, or they are feeling like they can't get focused on moving towards achieving their goals. A lot of times people are really good at getting started, but not so good at staying motivated or finishing.
Now, what about the area of, say, willpower or positive thinking? You know, does that work? Or, like you said, they get started, but then, you know, human nature, we do a lot of the same things. We start something, we don't finish it. What do you see here?
Well, willpower only lasts a few minutes, and then it seems to fizzle right out. A lot of times we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing, but we can't seem to get ourselves to do it because your emotions are always going to override your logic.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to positive thinking, it's really great. I mean, one of my first books was called The Power of Optimism, and it was all about creating a more optimistic, positive attitude. However, if you don't get to the beliefs that are inside of your unconscious mind and change them, then all the positive thinking in the world won't matter. It's kind of like cutting the top of weeds off. If you don't get to the root system, then the weeds just keep growing back. And people these days have a lot of mental weeds.
Mm-hmm. And how do people do that? I'm sure it can't be one answer. There's got to be a process here. Actually overcome the fear or the self-sabotage or the procrastination. What do you suggest?
Well, you can do it in two ways. One, you can start to uncover, and it usually does need, you know, you need the help of somebody. For getting to beliefs and changing beliefs, I always recommend going and seeing a certified hypnotist. Because hypnotists, I know a lot of people think that that's kind of a weird thing or it's clucking like a chicken, but it's really not. hypnotists get you relaxed and help you to uncover what's going on in your own mind, you can access those self-limiting beliefs and then change them, update them. Your brain's like a computer, and it's running these software programs. And if you go and you change the program, then it'll change the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. So that's one way to start changing some beliefs. Another way that you can do it, Sue, is you can start to focus on some of the most common ways that we sabotage ourselves. Like number one would be focusing on what you want instead of focusing on what you're afraid of. Most people tend to focus on all the things that they don't want instead of putting their attention on the things they do. Mm-hmm. So for example, so if you came to see me and I said, so what is it that I can help you with? And you say, well, I just can't seem to stop procrastinating. Okay, well, what can I help you with? Well, if you could help me to stop putting things off. Okay, well, what can I help you with? Well, if you could help me to not feel like I'm just laying around not getting anything done. People are focused on all the things that they want to get away from. And if that's what you focus on, you tend to create more of it.
Mm-hmm. So focus on what you want to accomplish, not what you're not accomplishing, is what you're saying.
Exactly. People are, focused on where they're at often instead of where they want to be. But how did you drive your car to work today? Did you drive your car staring at your lap? That's where you're at. Or did you look through the windshield? Because that's where you're headed. In fact, too many people stare in the rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. They're so focused on what has happened and where they've been that they can't seem to get their mind focused on where they want to be.
So with self-sabotage, like your book, let's talk a little bit about your book here. Go ahead and give our listeners the way to get your book. And once again, it's called Get Out of Your Way, How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage and Win Your Life. How can someone get a copy of your book?
Well, let's talk about why you would want to get this book.
Absolutely.
And the reason why is because it's going to give you very practical steps. That it's very unique information. When I sat down to write this book, I had no intention of writing another self-help book. There's 10 million of them out there. So, and there's a lot of really good ones, but they tend to tell you the same stuff. Believe in yourself. You got to have a dream. Focus on where you're headed. Some of the things that I've said as well. But how do you really reprogram your brain and recondition your body to get you to want to follow through and then to stay consistent? And that's what I wrote this book about. This book will teach you all kinds of really cool, magical tricks for how to get yourself to follow through easily. So the best way of doing that is to show you a couple of tricks and give you a couple of ideas for how you can use your brain in a new, resourceful way to get what you want and make it so much easier to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead.
Okay, so first trick, if you're feeling stressed or you're feeling tense, now if you're driving down the road listening to this radio program, then wait till you get home. But the first thing you can do, if you're starting to feel stressed or you're starting to feel upset or overwhelmed, all you have to do is look up at the ceiling and take a few slow breaths in through your nose.
Okay.
In fact, I could do this with you. I don't know if you've had anything that's been upsetting you, Sue, but if you stare up at the ceiling and try to get upset, it's near impossible.
Now, why is that?
It's because when you look up, it quiets the inner voice. You ever have trouble sleeping at night and it's because you can't quiet the voice that's in your head?
You mean my committee? It's not one voice. It's a whole committee.
Well, this is how you silence the committee. You look up.
Interesting.
When you're laying down, you're going to be staring at your headboard, okay? But you have to roll your eyes up, and it causes your brain to shift into visual, which means it will create pictures, but it won't go into sound. So you won't hear yourself talking. And that's what quiets you down. Almost all anxiety comes from that internal dialogue and what you're saying to yourself. It creates the feeling of fear and tension. So when you look up, it shifts that. So you don't have to do hours of meditation. You don't have to reframe everything you say and give a positive spin to everything. Sometimes all you have to do is look up, take a few slow breaths through your nose, and that itself will calm your system down.
That sounds great. Sounds so simple.
Well, it is. That's what the book is full of, simple, cool strategies that most people have never heard of before that are so effective. And you would think that everybody has heard this stuff and nobody has, which is why I'm spending so much time getting the information out and hanging out with wonderful people like you.
And would you give us one more little secret out of that book?
Sure. And then you can find the book at eliminatesabotage.com, just so that I answer your question. But if you go to eliminatesabotage.com, you can find the book, and there's a bunch of free videos as well. So another technique, people are always complaining about sugar cravings. I have this sugar addiction. I can't get over my sugar craving. So is there any particular food, Sue, since I have you in front of me, is there any particular food that you might have trouble saying no to?
I love dark chocolate. And if it's, I just love dark chocolate. I don't think there's a dark chocolate that I don't like.
Okay. But is it okay if we make it so that you don't want it for just a little while? Not forever, but for a little while?
Just a couple days.
Okay. So,
Well, we're going to have to get back to this. I definitely want to hear how to get rid of cravings when we get back here on Aging Info Radio. And I'm here with Tim Scherr. His website is eliminatesabotage.com. And you want to stay right here on AM 560 WIND with Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. I'm here with Tim Scherr. He's America's expert on eliminating self-sabotage. And before we went to break, he was going to give me some secrets to eliminating cravings, or as I said, my favorite, dark chocolate. So what's the secret, Tim?
Okay, so the secret is instead of relying on willpower, we're going to use the powerful resources of your imagination. So just temporarily, okay, Sue's mind, just this is only going to work for a little while so that you can enjoy your dark chocolate.
Okay.
Because in a few moments, you're not going to want it anymore.
Okay.
So here's what I'd like for you to imagine. I want you to imagine that you have a favorite piece of your dark chocolate sitting in your hand.
Dove.
Okay? And then Dove, and it looks good, and it tastes good, and yum, yum, yum. And then what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and take a bite of it and chew it up and taste it, and it just tastes so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what I want you to do is imagine spitting it back out into your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it right back in your hand. Now look at that chewed up piece of candy there, and then imagine eating it again.
Okay.
And what happens when you imagine eating it again?
It doesn't look as good.
It doesn't look as good.
No, it just doesn't.
Now spit it out again.
Puh.
Okay, now imagine someone with the swine flu just sneezed on it. And then go ahead and take another bite of it.
You're ruining my chocolate. Okay, so you make it out to be something very distasteful?
It's a simple little aversion technique. But what you do is you change the way that you're describing it, and it changes the way you feel about it. Most people tell themselves how much they love to eat, and they make the food out to be better than it really is, and then they wonder why they can't stop eating it. So if you just do the opposite and you start to describe it in a different way. So I had a friend, a client of mine named Virginia, and she loved her Southern cooking. And she always talked about her fried chicken and her dumplings and her gravy. And as she described it, it made your mouth water. But she was struggling with weight. And so I said, describe eating healthy. And she goes, what, rabbit food, salads, and carrots? And she acted like it was the most boring thing ever. So I asked her to change her strategy, where she would talk about her Southern cooking as though it was boring, and she would talk about the healthy food as though it was exciting and delicious. And so that's what she did. And I saw her 2 weeks later, and I said, so how you been eating? She says, I haven't had any fried chicken. She says, that's just greasy. It makes me feel like I'm going to break out.
Interesting.
She says, but what I have been doing is I've been having my Hawaiian buffets. She says, I've got my salads and all my crunchy, crisp veggies, and they're all colorful, and I have my tall glass of water with my slice of lemon on the side, and I feel like I'm on vacation every time I eat.
Yeah, it goes back to my actual statement, just simple, simplicity.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You keep it simple, but you know exactly what things to do with your imagination, what things to say, how to imagine things, and once you have the right combination, it's easy to open the safe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I'd like to, with the economic times today, I'd like to talk about some ways that people can avoid money sabotage.
Well, one of the reasons why people get into trouble with their money is because we are emotion junkies. Everything we do is to try and get a feeling. And these days, people are so insecure and so overwhelmed and so stressed that we're looking for ways to feel happy. We're looking for ways to feel safe. We're looking for ways to feel variety. We have so much technology around us all the time. It takes a lot longer for us to feel entertained. And so what we'll do is we'll go out with the idea that if we buy something, then it's going to make us feel better. So we go out to that expensive restaurant, or we go buy those impulse items at the grocery store or at the store, and we just get into this cycle of trying to avoid pain by doing things that create more of it.
Mm-hmm.
So learning how to feel more peaceful and learning how to, you know, applying the stuff that's in the book is going to show you how to feel a sense of peace and calm and really feel any way you want, just learning how to communicate with yourself differently instead of going out there and buying something.
I would say the external things will not bring the inner peace.
Well, that is correct. I would agree with that. I mean, they can create some fun and some experiences. But if you don't understand what's driving you, then no matter what you spend, it'll never be enough. You'll be in a constant cycle of feeling frustrated, disconnected, and let down.
Absolutely. Now, when somebody is having a really bad day, how do they turn that around? I mean, people say, oh, just forget it. Something happens that just their world crumbles a bit. And, it's hard to function. It's hard to move forward. What do you recommend here?
Great question. Your mind is a lot like a GPS system, and you type in the coordinates, and your brain will take you there. And if you get up first thing in the morning and you stub your toe and you say it's all going to be one of those days, then you just typed in the coordinates, and you're going to experience one of those days. And so instead, I mean, nobody wants to subscribe to Murphy's Law. Murphy was, a very miserable guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the old idea, if it can go wrong, it will, sets you up to experience that. Instead, there's a couple quick things that you can do. The first thing you do is you change the way you're holding your body. The very first thing you do is you shake your shoulders out, you move around, you stretch a little bit, you put a smile on your face, you take a few slow, deep breaths in to change the way you're holding your body. A lot of people, when they get stressed, they breathe very short and shallow, their shoulders are slumped over, they're tight, they're frowning, they're staring at the ground, they look depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to change the way you're holding your body first, and then that'll make it easier to change the way you're feeling. Then you can do a couple of other things. You can look up. You can focus on what do I want to have happen and start to focus on the outcome that you want instead of what you're afraid of. And then you can start to move towards it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also were the 2011 Hypnotist of the Year. Mm-hmm. Is that why you recommend, you know, when we first started talking, I said, you know, how do people overcome this? And you said that you recommend being hypnotized. What are some other ways that, you know, you recommend besides being hypnotized? I mean, we addressed that in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do that by, again, going through the exercises in the book. There's a lot of strategies that will help you to become more aware of what the thoughts are, what the beliefs are inside of you that's driving you. Another thing you can do is start to understand what I call the recipes for how to be happy and how to feel confident and how to feel safe or motivated. You know, we all have these natural recipes, and a recipe is how are you holding your body? What are you saying to yourself? And what are you focusing on? So if you're stressed, a lot of people are holding their body very tight. They're saying things in kind of a fearful or angry voice to themselves, and they're focused on the thing that they're upset about. So that becomes a recipe for how to feel stress.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all had that. We've also had moments of peace and happiness. If we can break down what caused that inside of you, it didn't happen by accident, then you can repeat it anytime you want.
And now you also talk about mental makeover. Mm-hmm. That sounds so interesting. What exactly is that in your, you know, in what you're doing? What do you consider a mental makeover?
A mental makeover is figuring out what beliefs are really driving your life and deciding if that's how you want it to stay or if you want to update those beliefs in your mind. You know, psychologists say that by the time we're 8 years old, we pretty much have all the beliefs about who we are, who we think the others are, you know, other people are in our life, and what the world is like. So by the time you're eight, you've decided whether you matter or you don't, whether you measure up or you don't, whether you can be rich, happy, and successful, or if you're not smart and you're never going to make it. You know, we have a lot of pre-programmed stuff in our head. I usually say it as though our brains have been hijacked. And so, you know, you grow up and then you still have all those old self-limiting beliefs from when you were a kid. A lot of adults walk around with the weight problem thinking they have to be, they're still a member of the Clean Your Plate Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so it causes them to struggle. So a mental makeover is understanding what's driving you and how to change it and how to set yourself up to be successful and happy and grateful and peaceful instead of always feeling stressed out or overwhelmed.
So what you're basically saying is after 8 years old, we're spending the rest of our life unlearning.
Yeah, yeah, if hopefully.
Or you know, deprogramming us.
Place. Yeah, a lot of people never do that, or they don't even know it's an option, or they have the desire, but they have no idea how to make it happen. So you could be 60, 70 years old. I've had clients that were 90 years old that never got over the stuff that happened when they were younger. And, you know, and as soon as they did, they found themselves having a whole new you know, approach towards life at 90. You know, it was like they were reborn and able to do all kinds of amazing things.
Well, thank you so much, Tim. And once again, I'm here with Tim Scherer, and his website is eliminatesabotage.com. I appreciate you being on Aging Info Radio, Tim.
It was a pleasure, Sue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And this is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back. So stay right here on AM 560 WIND.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E.
Are any of those work-from-home opportunities for real?
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Check out IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. You'll find they've been helping our listeners to start their own home businesses for nearly 10 years. They're A-plus rated and affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company doing business in over 80 countries. So what's your dream? A part-time home business to pay off bills and take vacations? Or a fun, full-time home business so you can quit your boring job? No matter your age, education, or experience, you can literally earn money on your computer from your kitchen table. No selling soap, no cold calling, no pressure. They want you, and they're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better. Laugh often, it is cheap medicine. We are talking about eliminating sabotage and worry, and my next guest is going to address worry. Richard Flynn is one of those unique people who has been given the ability to see clarity in the midst of what looks confusing since 1980. As he has been sharing his insights and philosophies with audiences all over North America, and he also does something very unique called the Morning Minute. And it's 1 minute in the morning. You can find out all about this from Richard. But Richard, welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Well, I am so glad to be with you and all of your young audience.
Absolutely. We are aging but not growing old, especially the seniors and boomers, which is really what Aging Info Radio is all about. Now, your definition of in the area of erasing doubt or worry, what is your definition of fear?
Well, fear is an emotion that paralyzes your creativity because it blocks the pathway from your emotional presence to your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing how many people today who live in fear. It's become one of the most predominant emotions that I see people going through today. And one of the things that your listeners need to understand is that when you and I are dealing with emotions in our life, we're never dealing with one.
Mm-hmm.
Because all emotions travel in threes. This is what makes emotions so challenging to deal with, is that I think I'm dealing with this, when in reality, there are two others that are hanging around that keep nibbling at me. And that's the interesting thing about fear. Fear doesn't bite us, it nibbles at us.
Mm-hmm. And it's got its two buddies there. What are those two buddies usually?
Well, the two buddies generally are doubt and worry.
Mm, okay.
And when those two join forces, then they bring a little friend called uncertainty with them. And now the fear that we have is paralyzing us.
Absolutely. That makes complete sense. Now, you addressed something about people having a lot more fear these days, or relationships just seem a lot more fragile. Why do you think this is going on?
Well, I think our society today, how do I say this to you? Most of us get caught up in a pace that we can't manage.
Mm-hmm.
And the faster I move, the more emotional I become. And with all of the insecurities around people's lives today, I mean, there's the financial insecurity, and you put any person in financial insecurity, and there's a fear associated with that. And from that financial insecurity, then comes the point where now I don't feel safe anymore. And you know this because of people in your life. There's a great need in people's lives to feel safe.
Oh, absolutely.
And the safety net with so many people today has been taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't feel safe, what replaces that is fear. So when the fear comes in, now I worry about, you know, my financial structure. I worry about all of these different aspects of my life, which increases my stress. As it increases my stress, it increases my fear. As it increases my fear, now I'm doubting more things and I'm worrying about more things. And I just feel overwhelmed.
Now, how do people break away from that? Or what do you suggest as far as, because it kind of grabs people and keeps them stuck. If they're feeling this uncertainty or fear and it just kind of escalates in their life, what do you suggest to them?
Well, the first thing I think, Sue, that your listeners need to understand is that from the day that I was born and the day that you were born, we fight with six fears. There are six fears that the human life deals with it from birth to death. And the fear of the unknown, which people are struggling with today.
Absolutely. Well, there is a lot of uncertainty in a lot of areas.
Yeah, and to deal with the unknown, you and I have to trust ourselves. I mean, to me, because I am a person who trusts myself, I believe in me, I have a foundation of self-worth and a foundation of value. I see the unknown as a place of adventure. But if I'm living with fear, the unknown becomes a very frightening place to step. Because to step into the unknown, I've got to step outside my comfort zone. And what I see happening today is that so many people, they're not being asked whether they want to step out of their comfort zone today. Because of everything going on around their life, they're being forced out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. And that brings those, the doubt, the worry, and the uncertainty. Absolutely. And we've talked about, I think, two of those fears, and we're going to get into the other four. You said that there's six, correct?
There's six, yeah. The first is the fear of the unknown. The second is the fear of abandonment.
And you hold that. We're going to go into the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth right here on Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here on 560 WIND, and we will be right back.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Bryan at MAGA Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
Hi, this is Susa Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years. With help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Susa Wacky.
Yes, I'm here with Richard Flint, and every moment on radio is a valuable moment. And Richard, I want you to talk about those other four fears that are most common. You said there's six of them.
Yep. First one is the fear of the unknown. Second one is the fear of abandonment. If I do what I know I need to do, I may lose people out of my life. And one of the things we're seeing, especially in the world of aging today, is how many people, as they get older, feel more and more alone. And the more and more alone that they feel, the greater their fear.
Mm.
The third is the fear of failure. And this is huge. And we build this up over our life. I mean, again, if you believe that all emotions travel in threes, what you have is you have success, and we've taught people failure. So failure has become something you don't want. But there's a third part of this. It's about success, failure, and defeat. And defeat is permanent. All failure is an option that didn't work. But most people have not been taught that understanding, so they deal with fear when it comes to failure. The fear of rejection. You're not going to like me. You're not going to love me. And there's so many people out there, Sue, who have been in unhealthy relationships, and so many people who have gotten a little older who have been dumped for somebody younger. And all of a sudden what it does, it heightens that rejection. And so what happens, it attacks my self-worth, my self-value, my feelings about myself. And I fear that I'm going to spend the rest of my life alone.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the fear of success, which is huge among young people today, because the American family today is not teaching young people accountability. It's teaching them entitlement.
Interesting.
So as they're walking out into the world, they're not ready to deal with being accountable for their life, and that can become a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the fear of price tag, where with everything you and I want to do with our lives, there's a fear of loss that goes with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can only go as far in my life as I'm willing to pay the price.
And yeah,
you've gotten where you are today because you were willing to pay a price to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people today, they're so fearful of what the price might be that they reject the price tag. So they settle in their life, and when they settle in their life, they just increase their fear, their worry, and their doubt.
And there you go. Then you have the other buddy of
the cousin of uncertainty.
Yeah. Now, what about steps to helping people eliminate these fears? You said there's four steps.
Yeah, Sue, there's four steps, and they come in one order. You can't rearrange the order. Number one, you got to face the fact that the fear exists. When I was doing personal counseling in counseling room, so many people would deny their fear. But you can't handle anything until you can face it. And if we can face the fact that you have fear, then we can find your number one fear. If I can find your number one fear and help you control it, the other five diminish. The second thing you got to do is you got to be willing to redesign. I can't become better if I'm staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
So once I face that fear, I got to find where does that fear come from in my life. And I've got to go back and redesign that experience in my life where it becomes a time of strength, which is step number three. Strengthen who you are. Strengthen who you are at your best. Don't let the world put you down. Don't accept the fact that you can't. And live with an attitude that I can always improve.
Mm-hmm.
And then step number four, which to me is critical, surround yourself with people who are part of your fan club.
Yeah, the people that pull you up,
yep.
Support you and empower you, right?
Yeah, I tell people, if you want to get rid of negative people, I can tell you how to do it. Take them to lunch and order theirs to go. It will be the best lunch you've ever had in your life.
Yes. Well, what do people actually do when the life they know is gone? Because a lot of, with all the things going on in our world today with jobs or people that have worked at a job for years and all of a sudden it's not there. How do people adjust to this? What do you suggest?
It comes back, Sue, to what they feel about themselves. Do you trust yourself? Do you believe in yourself? And do you have a dream? Is there something in your mind that you can sketch that will help you to continue to challenge yourself? I believe in dreams. I do not believe in goals. I don't believe in goal setting. Most of what that is hallucinations. I believe in a dream, an inner part of you where you know there's a stage for me to stand on with my life and that there's always a pathway to move forward. But to do that, I got to have this innerness within me, knowing that there's more to my life than what I've already experienced. When there is no more to your life, you're actually dead.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to address something quick here while we still have time about social media. I think that it's a way for people to avoid life. Are you seeing this from the same perspective?
Yes. I think social media is one of the most dangerous things that's happened to our society because, number one, it's a process of disconnect, not a process of connection.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's a place to become who you aren't, not who you are.
Interesting.
And then number three, it steals our privacy from us.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a big proponent of social media in the way in which it's out there today.
The way that it's being used. Now, I want you to talk about your morning minute. I love your morning minute. Give our listeners how to get in touch with you and what it's all about before we are done with our show with you today.
The Morning Minute is a video email that I send to you every morning to your email inbox, and it's 60 seconds. I am known for my philosophies. For 37 years of my life, 365 days a year, every morning when I get out of bed, like I did this morning, I write a philosophy that governs my life for one day. And what we've done, we've taken these and we put them into a one-minute format of a video where every morning you turn on your computer and I'm there looking at you face-to-face.
And giving you the 1 minute for the day, right, Richard? Well, once again, I'm here with Richard Flint, and you can go to the morningminute.com. And don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Aging Info Radio.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At myseniorneighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Well, wrapping up our show today, go with a mental makeover and get Tim's book, Get Out of Your Way, How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage. And I highly recommend the morningminute.com, Richard Flint, my second guest's website. It's just a great thing to open your inbox and listen for 1 minute, a very refreshing perspective. He definitely has that. And also save the date of August 21st and 22nd. It is the 17th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo at Drury Lane Theater in Oak Brook Terrace. And you'll enjoy entertainment because they have Senior Idol, an actual contest for seniors. It's just very entertaining and lots of talent there. There's also many exhibitors. You can go to SeniorLifestyleExpo.org and find out information. It's also on our events page at AgingInfoRadio.com. And if you are a caregiver and are considering hiring home care, contact Partners in Senior Care. They also provide geriatric care management to assist you navigate that care. And you can contact Partners in Senior Care at 847-548-1330. And you already know my views on long-term care. I have two words about it, and that is get it. And I have MAGA Long-Term Care that have been doing long-term care insurance planning for 38 years in the Chicagoland area. This is all they do. They do not diversify. I highly recommend you calling MAGA at 800-533-6242 or go to MAGALTC.com. And my Daisy May, my apologies. She is here with me in the studio today for calling you Maisie Day last week. We all do twist our words as humans sometimes. So, Daisy May, what do you think of Paw's Chicago? No, she's still a puppy. Just a quiet little puppy. Well, my Paw's Pooch of the Week is Loba, a male 2-year-old Yorkie. And you can call Paw's Chicago at 773-935-7296. Or go to pawschicago.org. And, of course, Loba is waiting with his paws crossed for you to call Paws. Right, Daisy? Daisy May? Speak. Don't forget, check out our website at aginginforadio.com. And if you're driving or you're in a situation where you can't write anything down that you hear on Aging Info Radio, most of the commercials aired are on our website as our sponsors. We also podcast all of our shows weekly. We list our guests. And if you can't find what you're looking for, you can call Aging Info Radio at 866-560-3965. And check out our guests. We have them now listed into September and our highly credible sponsors. I would also like to thank my guests today, Tim Scher and Richard Flint. Both of you so empower others. Thank you for what you do. Thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer, who is extremely creative at AM 560 WIND. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and Aging Info Radio will be back next Saturday morning. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.